Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We are back, baby. We are back. We are recording on November 8th. After the long bye week, we are back, ready to go for the upcoming match in LA against the Chargers. Yeah, the other LA team, where the Lions are 3-point favorites, but coming off a bye, the Chargers had a hard-fought battle on Monday Night Football, a short week. We're going to get into all that and preview this matchup, but before we do, let's get to the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here, which is everybody. We've got the whole crew here. So let's start with you, Jay.
Hello, everybody.
Bob.
What's up?
And Rud Dog.
Yo.
And last but not least, Connor.
Let's go, Lions fans.
All right. So we got the whole crew. This is the first time in a while we've had the whole crew. So we all recuperated off the bye week, ready to go, ready to get after it for the second half of the season here for the Lions. 6-2, sitting second place right now in the NFC after a few results here and there. But let's just catch up on some things that happened since we last did the podcast, the victory on Monday Night Football over the Raiders. And that was the trade deadline. We had a lot of discussion about the trade deadline when the Lions make a move. Well, they made one tiny move. It was Donovan Peoples-Jones they traded for, a sixth-round pick. Otherwise, none. So I'm going to throw this over to you, UJ, really quick. I mean, what do you think about the Lions? We'll go around the corner, the horn, but just your thoughts on the Lions kind of pretty much standing pat, and then if you have any thoughts on this trade at all.
I think the move is a bit subtle, but I think it's a good one, actually. I see why they're standing pat. I mean, they're not going to bust the bank on a big free agent right now. And this Peoples-Jones guy, he's a pretty good receiver, and he's kind of a different skill set than our other guys. So I think he could really help us out down the stretch here. So I have no problem with what they're doing. They're sticking to their plan, and it's hard to knock their plan so far, you know. So,
Rud Dog, we'll throw it over to you.
I like it. I didn't think they were going to really break the bank. Brad Holmes has been building this thing very methodically and diligently. He's not about to, you know, take a sledgehammer to it and make some huge signing in the middle of the season. I mean, yeah, it could maybe help to like make a big signing, but is someone you trade for midseason going to be the reason you make a run? Maybe, I guess. But if that's really the reason, then you're probably not, you know, you're only just barely ready. And the way that we're building, I think they want to take their shot when they're really ready, when this organization has been built so thoroughly up to like, you know, we're just ready to roll through the league every year. And I mean, the fact that everyone's like out there going, oh, like, why aren't we signing the big player? We're that close alone is kind of awesome. But I don't want to be the Rams in one off. So let's just keep building this thing diligently.
Yeah, it was a pretty quiet trade deadline overall, really, as a whole. Yeah. But Connor, your thoughts?
I'm not going to lie. Initially, I really wanted us to go get Chase Young just because I thought like an elite presence opposite Hutch would really like take us over the top in a very winnable NFC, I think, as the 49ers start to drop off. And I think the Eagles are beatable. But the more I thought about it, there is the long-term plan. And this is really just the beginning of the Lions window. It's not like this is the final move. So I'm not upset about it. I was slightly disappointed at the time, though, I will admit. But
third rounder, the 49ers trade away for Chase Young.
I would have made that,
which was actually less than what the Bears gave up for Montez Sweat, a second rounder, and then they signed him to a $94 million contract. Which, you know, I think the Bears made another really stupid move.
Because
I don't think I just don't. What Montez Sweat right now is getting paid as a top five pass rusher, and I don't think he's that.
He's a good player.
In addition, they're not ready to contend. So it's really bizarre that they gave up a second round pick when they're trying to they're a non-contending team. I think it's hilarious. I think this might be a Chase like Claypool 2.0 type ordeal. Not as bad as it can't be any worse than that, but just you know, the Bears I just sometimes don't understand what their vision is over there, which is hilarious.
Montez Sweat needs to basically be a foundational player for them for it to make sense.
Vision. I think they're just trying to plug, you know, ignore their draft picks and build something right away, but it's not working.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't get Chase Young myself. Now that I've read about him, I don't think he fits what the Lions are trying to. They're saying he's more of a splash player. They need somebody who's gonna you know, toe the line. But I like the Donovan Peoples-Jones thing because I think he's gonna be better than Mark.
I did. I did.
Z, you had him in your mock draft several years ago.
He's still a rhythmic guy, but he is like Marvin Jones in terms of like he's a 50-50 contest guy, not a guy that really creates separation necessarily, like an Amon-Ra or even a Josh Reynolds.
Yeah. His shift ability, he's a much more dynamic athlete than like Marvin Jones, I think. Like Marvin Jones, generally, you know, you throw the ball up and he catches it, that's awesome. But like, you're not, he's not a huge run after catch guy, or like, you're not going to put him back returning punts. This dude can, he's a dynamic athlete. He's not the most explosive, but he's 4'4'8 at 6'2, like 210 pounds or something like that. Big, strong, fast dude. I love it. You know, at the very least, he'll be a good blocker.
Yeah.
And he's back.
Go blue. And he might be a singer than Marvin Jones. Marvin thought he had a great voice. I didn't really like his stuff. A little controversial, maybe.
He finally comes out now that Marvin's gone. The expose. What Bob really thought of Marvin.
It was nice to see Marvin back.
I love Marvin.
It didn't really work out. I'm glad to see him. I was glad to see him back, and I hope whatever personal stuff he's going through, I hope that situates itself out.
Indeed.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a bummer kind of to let him go, but in a way, it doesn't hurt too much because it's not.
It
like
does feel like we upgraded a bit, though, at that spot. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, the other things that happened over the bye was everybody got extremely, extremely healthy over the course of the bye week, which is what the bye week is all about, really. And it happens at a perfect time for the Lions. Like, they were hurting really bad, even going into that Monday night game. But it looks like this is the first time they've had, like, a clean injury report all year, besides the guy that obviously, like, hurt out for the year, things of nature, like a Mosley.
So did a James Houston take Skellige, you know, like in the Harry Potter, to grow his bone back?
Who?
Broken leg.
I thought you said Jameson. You scared me. I was Houston. Like...
He's like, did Jameson break his leg?
No,
well, he's still in the IR. So this was—I mean, everybody that was at least like questionable or doubtful or
our
O-line, not on the IR.
Most importantly, to me, is completely healthy, and I hope they last more than
Jonah
10
Jackson's
plays. Like last,
I don't.
Cholesterol's down. Yeah, he's good.
And you're going to have a first-time healthy combo of Gibbs and Montgomery, where Gibbs has now got like some experience under his belt and kind of has figured out how to be an NFL player. I think that's going to be a really exciting combo to see.
Oh, I agree.
You know,
and I'm sorry, but also Glasgow is. I think Campbell's kind of made it clear now he's kind of won that job. So Big V is the backup, and he's earned it too. I mean, he's played great.
He's
a great offseason signing with him. Holy cow!
Huge, and I mean, he's not. Think about it, he also played center too, like at a high level.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
Incredible.
And we all loved that signing at the time. And
he's a Lion.
His time
man.
Here before still... definitely helped recruit him back in because he remained close even when he was over with Denver with Decker, with Ragnow.
Yeah.
So having that closeness and a need, it was a perfect marriage, if you will.
Do you remember what Patricia was doing then? They were switching him and Wiggins out back and forth.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
It was so bizarre. And then we just let him go.
Yeah.
And he's one of the best guards, you know, maybe not the best, but he's up there in the upper echelon of guards.
Yes.
And we just let him go. Crazy.
He's one of the best interior offensive linemen, just like in terms of his ability to play all three positions.
Oh, yeah. And supposedly...
Doesn't the Raiders situation seem very similar to the Patricia thing?
Yeah.
Another Kachuk guy off the tree. Yeah. Thought he's smarter
than
everybody.
The best is that it's someone did this. They did it again. They already proved he wasn't good.
I know. I really wonder if this is the end of the Belichick tree. Like, do you think teams finally give up on trying? Now that Belichick knows.
You think so? I mean, Bill O'Brien's an offensive coordinator there right now. And he was a fairly successful head coach for the Texans. That's kind of where it ends. Yeah.
I'd probably agree with you, Connor, except for Matt Patricia somehow is a coordinator for some offensive coordinator.
No, he's a defensive assistant for the Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, I thought they hired him somewhere higher. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think the head coaching thing in 20 years we'll be talking about the Dan Campbell coaching tree?
Ooh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I think in a year we will.
No doubt about that. No doubt.
It's already begun to grow. Deuce is out.
I think Ben Johnson will definitely go. We'll see about Glenn, but I think the coaching tree will be a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch Ben Johnson just want to stay and build the greatest offense ever. That would be cool.
I don't think it'll happen again, but I mean, I don't know. Optimism.
Hey, you know, some guys don't. Not everyone wants to just be a head coach. Some people just want to be something great. No. Yeah, but if he feels like he could be like the greatest offensive coordinator, put like the best offense together ever, like maybe he wants that. I'm just hoping, okay?
Like Mike March, right? Thought he was the best ever.
Well, who was it?
Until he went to another team.
Like, what's his name for the Dick LeBeau? Like, never really. Did he ever go past head defensive coordinator? He like just designed the best defense ever for the Steelers. Like, some of these guys do that. Who just stayed along with like Sean Payton and helped him design his offense? I don't know. I feel like there's player coaches out there. Not everyone wants to be the head coach. It's a different gig. Anyway, I'm being hopeful. Okay, I'm being optimistic here.
Joe Lombardi was there with the Saints for a long time before becoming a coordinator. I don't know.
I think ideally you rolling in new coordinators and it just
you the Mexican laughing guy.
I mean, even when Johnson leaves, you would expect that Goff has already like is in command of this offense to a large degree, and that can carry over with any new coordinator.
Sure,
but we'll have a time and a place to talk about that in the offseason. But for now, let's focus our attention towards this week, and that is the Lions traveling to LA. Probably one of the tougher games remaining on their schedule in terms of the opponent and like in what Vegas views. Because Lions, they were actually viewed as a underdog a week ago coming into this game. And then I don't know what people just started looking at and saying, nope, that shouldn't be the case. Because now they're 3-point favorites. The Chargers coming off a pretty resounding victory on Monday night against the Jets. So the Chargers have to travel on a short week back home. And the Chargers don't really have a home field.
No.
They do not really have a home field at all. And the way the Lions fans are traveling, this is expected to be a pretty pro crowd for the Lions. And you got Nats and Romo announcing this game.
Goff's going to his old stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Chargers, they have definitely a lot of talent. Herbert, the quarterback, I mean, that was the same draft that we drafted Akuda. Herbert went after the Akuda pick. So people still wonder to a degree. 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions for him on the year. Led by Austin Eckler, who's back from injury the last couple weeks. He's also their second receiver out of the backfield. And then, of course, their leading receiver is Keenan Allen, who already has 720 yards on the year. He'll be targeted at least 10 times during the game. I would expect him to move around a lot.
I feel like they have nothing else.
Well, they did have Mike Williams, but he's out for the year, so that's a tough one. Quinton Johnson, their first-round draft pick, has done nothing. He has 128 yards on the year and 14 catches. That's bad. I guess more production than J-Mo had in his first year, but J-Mo's hurt. But Parham, they have... the guy you have to kind of watch out for is Donald Parham in the red zone. The guy's 6'8". They love to throw to him in the red zone, especially like the back middle, and just throw it like pretty much near the crossbar of the goalpost, and he'll catch it. I mean, that's extremely hard to defend. No one on the line says 6'8". Yeah.
Put Hutch on him.
Yeah, you might have to, because he's the
new Fourier. Yeah.
They love to throw to him in the red zone. Not too much else. And then, of course, their defense is led by Kenneth Murray's finally playing at a first round level for them. It's been a while. been a little while coming for him. Derwin James is a super versatile guy. You see him all over the field, in the box, playing safety, sometimes outside in the slot, etc. Eric Kendricks from the Vikings days. And then, of course, their D-line led by Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack. So the offensive line is a great test this week. Yeah. But as you all mentioned, they're healthy this week for the first time in a long time. And they've been wreaking havoc on some horrible offensive lines, like the Jets, like the Raiders. But they've had a lot less success against some of the better ones, like the Dolphins, or et cetera. But I don't know. Did you guys have anyone else before we get to our kind of our previewing segments about this Chargers team?
No, the only thing I can say just from watching them on Monday night, and actually I watched them the week before that too, is they do seem to be on the upswing here. They seem to be getting better. Herbert's getting better, and getting Eckler back was a huge boost for them. He's a very good player. So this is going to be a tough match here in their home field. So that's all.
And they did have Joe Lombardi as their offensive coordinator the last 2 years. They were middling to underwhelming, and now replaced by Kellen Moore, former Detroit Lions backup quarterback.
Then
Dallas offense coordinator, and now the Chargers offense coordinator. And offense has not been their problem. It's their defense. It's kind of had the
up. Yeah. They had a good last week, but does it count, you know?
Yeah. Khalil Mack's re-energized this year, it seems. But, he'll be a full, but I think we can handle him.
Yeah, Khalil Mack had 6 sacks in a single game this year. Yeah, that was against the Raiders.
Yeah.
I think the last I saw that was like Hassan Reddick against somebody when he was on the Cardinals. But
it's probably Khalil Mack when he started with the Bears.
Yeah. So he has 9 sacks on the year. Bosa is 6.5. Morgan Fox, the other D end, is 5.5. So they've definitely feasted on the bad ones, the bad offensive lines. But now they got to do it against a good one in the Lions, who are 3-point favorites. So let's get into it now. Let's start previewing this upcoming week and our prediction segments. And that, of course, is Roar of the Week and our predictions for the game. And just in general, if there's any other thoughts, put it kind of around those topics. And, of course, you know, we don't have Entering the Lions then this week because there's, like, probably 10 Chargers fans out there. We don't know them. I think we had one on here maybe a long time ago. Actually, didn't the last time the Lions played the Chargers, I didn't get to go, but you guys were at the game, right? It was kind of a close one. I think Jelani Tavai forced a fumble on the goal line in that game,
he
too,
did,
right?
He did.
Jelani. I didn't even look this up. I just remember off the top of my head.
I don't really remember this game.
Damn.
Is that the one where Slay got a pick late in the game?
I think it was really low scoring. It was really low scoring.
Yeah, the end zone to seal the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom, Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Good game. Good game. So we're on a one game win streak. I don't remember if we beat them the time before that. So at least on a one game win streak against them. But anyways, so no entering Alliance Den, but we do have our guest picker. And our guest picker is a big Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid fan. And we're finally getting him on the pod. That, of course, is Steven Sedeker. Oh, Steven, hey, welcome to the pod. Let's go.
It's I am so happy to be here, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Steven, why are you a Lions fan? And tell us your general thoughts about this team, your feeling about this team, the 6-2 first place Detroit Lions team.
So I am originally from the Metro Detroit area. In fact, grew up about 10 minutes down the road from the Silver Dome. I know, obviously, being born in 96, growing up, we didn't see the best of times, surely. But you got names like Herman Moore, Robert Porche, and even I'll throw Corey Schlesinger in there.
Of course,
A few absolute dogs who made our Sundays, you know, as entertaining as possible, right? So. As far as this team goes, 6-2 through week 9, it appears we're in total control of the NFC North. We can run the tables in the NFC. Has there ever been a better time to be a Lions fan? Mm. I don't know if there is. I don't know if there has been.
Maybe.
No. In 96.
It's hard to think.
That's right, Connor.
Yeah. And Steven and Connor are both, Jesuit guys. So
that's right. Go Cubs.
Uh-oh. Add to those guys.
We're still waiting for the great Cub to be a Lion. Hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But it will.
You're heading back. Who had a little drink of water with the Lions. I can't remember his name. But you'll get someone.
We'll get him eventually.
Oh, yeah.
I like those reading guys.
So were you a football player there, Steven?
I was not.
You look like a big guy. I just think this.
I get. I do get that from time to time.
Pushing people around in your time.
Sometimes I wish I should have.
I mean, what's really stood out to you about this Lions team thus far, though, Steven? Compared to, like, even, like, what have you seen that just, like, from last year to this year that's allowed them to take this leap forward even more?
I mean, like we've seen since Dan Campbell took over and Brad Holmes came in as GM, the entire culture has just shifted. And shout out to Sheila for what she's done. And I mean, you can just tell in the post game locker room celebrations, just the vibe in there is just incredible. And that's obviously carried over to games, not only at Ford Field, but across the country as we've seen so far. So
yeah,
I just think that it's a tremendous vibe again. And I think we're in such a great spot right now, and I couldn't be happier as a Lions fan. I'm sure you guys agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. So let's get into our prediction segments now. And the first one, of course, is our roar of the week. That, of course, is the Lion. Maybe not necessarily the best stats, but will have the biggest impact on the outcome of the game this week. And I want to start with our guest.
Let's go with that. Yeah.
Steven, who is your roar of the week? And at the end, we need a good roar out of you.
My roar of the week.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Number 97, Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, baby.
He has been quiet, maybe a little bit more quiet than we would have liked up to this point. He's got 4 tackles, no sacks last 3 games. We can get past that. When you look at the Chargers offense, though, I do see a couple areas of opportunity. One, that O-line is prone to giving up sacks. They gave up 5, as we saw against the Jets the other night, as well as 5 against the Chiefs 2 weeks prior, who obviously what Spagnuolo is doing there is incredible. But nonetheless, I do think there's some opportunity for Aiden to get in that backfield. And with Eckler being fully healthy now, I totally see them feeding him, whether he's going up the middle, bouncing to the outside. There's going to be plenty of opportunities for Hutch to make an impact. This Sunday.
Nice.
I love that.
I like it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Great choice. All right, Bob.
Yeah, that's a good one. I almost went there, but since you did, I'll go a little different direction. I'll go with the blonde bomber. Nobody's called him that, but I'm calling him that right now. Alex Anzalone. I think he's been an amazing. He's having a great year for the Lions this year, and he can definitely get to the quarterback himself too. So Anzalone he's been lighting up, and I think he's gonna have another big game this. So
nice.
You know his nickname? I think Thor.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
The blonde bomb.
I just thought I'd switch it up.
That's too easy.
I know that.
All right. Fair enough. Are you going to be one of those guys in the future games, Bob, with the big blonde wig?
That was the Halloween game, I think, right? Everyone's dressed up.
Yeah, you can walk with a sign. You can walk into Ford Field with a sign that says blonde and bomber like, on it.
I'm like, oh, goes. Yeah.
It's where podcast, right?
For your listeners, they'll get it. Get it.
Yeah,
more
right.
Like they'll probably tackle you. He's a bomber.
All right, Red Dog.
I think this is the week J-Mo puts together his first consistent performance since he's been in the NFL. I think J-Mo is going to put together several catches, and a few of them are going to be big ones for tutties. J-Mo is going to go off this week. I just think it's going to happen. We're all healthy. He's not going to be the only one that everyone has to worry about. There's too many threats on this offense. He hasn't done enough yet. This is the perfect week for him to wake up.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Connor.
This isn't going to be a sexy pick at all, but I'm going to pick Graham Glasgow. It's my roar of the week.
Sexiest pick yet. What are you talking about?
Haven't you seen his mustache, Connor?
Totally. Dan Campbell basically just said the right guard job is his now, and he's been walking all along that interior line all year for us. He wasn't really meant to be that. He was meant to be a supplemental guy, and he's just taken over and been a beast. I don't think he's going to allow a single pressure this week.
Ooh.
He's my roar of the week. I just wanted to shout him out because I know offensive linemen aren't usually the roar of the week. So I just think he's been really good for us this year, and I think he's going to have another great game.
Roar!
Beautiful. We'd love to hear it. UJ!
Absolutely. All right, this is a tough one. You know, you guys all have made great picks here, and there's so many guys on this team, but I'm gonna go with Jared Goff in this one. I think in the beginning of the game, the first half, I think they have some struggle running, just in the beginning until we wear him down. But and I think Jared Goff is gonna have to carry him on his arm, and I think he's gonna spread the wealth. 300 plus yards, 3 touchdown passes for Jared Goff, and I think he's just gonna light him up, man, in this game. Right. So you know, it's coming back home too. You know, his old stomping grounds. This is gonna be. It's going to be a big game for him, man. I'm telling you. So I'm going with Jared. 3 tutties, over 300 yards.
Love
Jared
it.
Goff is my
roar.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the week.
You know, children listen to this podcast, UJ.
They got to learn.
They just peed their pants.
I don't know which children, but I imagine one child out there.
Is there a little Z back there listening?
Yeah,
right
where's
now?
Little? You just woke little Z.
I'll wake him up.
Little Z will catch it tomorrow.
This is why I have the headphones on, UJ. I don't want you waking my little.
We'll get a roar out of him if you wake him up, I'll bet.
I bet we would.
That's right.
Producer Kid Jay.
Well, I think my roar of the week is David Montgomery. He's going to come back with a vengeance, and he's going to have 2 rushing touchdowns within 5 years. 2 rushing touchdowns within 5 yards. He's going to be back as the goal line back, and I think he's going to make a. He's going to close a lot of drives for the Lions on Sunday.
Right.
Sweet,
yeah, baby,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Love to hear it. I'm actually on the same vein with Connor in terms of an offensive lineman, but it's not Glasgow. As I mentioned, the way to stop be successful against this Chargers defense, they rely a lot on that 4-man front. I'm going to go with the blind side of Goff, and I'm going to go with Taylor Decker. If he does his job, holds Khalil Mack or Bosa, whoever's down across from him, I think this is going to be a successful week where we score 30 points against the Chargers. Because this defense can give up a lot of points if they don't get pressure. I can't pick both, so I had to pick one of the 2 tackles. I'm going to go with Decker since it is the blind side of Goff. And those are our roars.
Roars.
How about we all do it at the same time?
Yeah.
1,
roar.
2. Wait, you did. Wait. 1, 2, 3.
Roar.
We were never meant to be in a choir.
Wait, Steven, really quick. Do you like
the most beautiful choir I've ever heard?
Do you like the name Roar of the Week? Our producer, Kid J, came up with it, and we have not changed it since.
So, I don't know why you would change it.
Okay, all right, perfect. Good. Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
no, it was a placeholder.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah. It was a placeholder that we have now continued to use.
I like it.
Yeah,
hey, I have one more quick question for Steven while you're there. What are you drinking there? Is that blue Kool-Aid you're drinking? Like,
why, yes, it is.
Nice.
Oh, man. Come
on,
is that actual Kool-Aid?
Yes, actual Kool-Aid.
It is actual Kool-Aid.
Awesome.
And Steven, we got to hear it, man. You got the fight song in there, in ya? Come on.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand it to the brim.
Rah, rah, rah.
Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep our fame. Down the field and gain a Lion's victory.
Go,
go.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Yeah, baby.
Beautiful.
Yeah, baby.
Beautiful. Now let's take that energy into our ever famous prediction segment where we predict the outcome of this game. Steven, take that energy, focus it all into this prediction right here for the list.
So I am going to combine the avid Lions fan that I am with my love for betting overs, as Connor knows very well.
Life's too short to bet the
unders. Are no fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is not a divisional game. This is NFC North versus AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
We are perfectly healthy on offense, especially. I think Ben Johnson masterclass is incoming. He's going to put up 38 on the Chargers. The Chargers will score 23 on us. Over 48.5 is going to get smashed. But nonetheless, the Lions will prevail, and it won't even be close.
Right. Beautiful. Right. Yeah, some garbage time touchdowns for the Chargers then.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You're 100%.
Beautiful. Love it. Beautiful. That's a beautiful score right there. All right. Let's just go around the same order here. Bob.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, I see our offense doing well here. The Lions, you know, now looking at the Ravens, this is just the team, you know, like, and the Lions are like a little lucky now, but I think they're going to be back on the map here this week. 38-13. I think we're going to have both sides of the ball are going to be great this week. And I like a Gibbs touchdown and a J-Mo touchdown. So big win for the Lions.
Beautiful. Nice. Beautiful. Let's go, baby. Let's go. All right. That's two for the Lions, none for the Chargers. How about you, Red Dog?
Well, I know the Chargers are like a pretty talented team and all that, but like that, what are they, 4-4 right now?
Yeah.
This is the kind of team. This is the kind of team this Lions team chews up and spits out. Like this, we're a machine. These guys are sloppy. They're 4-4. They can't keep their shit together. They're not playing even to their talent level. And this week, you know, they might give us some blows, whatever. But we're just gonna methodically just dismantle them, just like we've been doing all season minus two games. I think they're just going to be the next team we chew up. I think Goff and this offense with all his weapons are just going to go off, and it's going to look easy. Our defense is going to might give up some yards, but I'm going to say they're not going to give up a single touchdown. I'm saying 73-3. Lions come in, tear apart the Chargers, go home.
Wow.
You know, too easy.
All right.
No bias.
All right, well, there
you can just tell.
There you have it.
Tutty's going around. You got J-Mo. You got Gibbs.
Did that hit the
you
over?
Got David Monty.
Yeah, I think it did.
Yeah, Steven be Steven. Steven, you like that prediction, right?
That's way better than what I said. So, yes, absolutely. Let's go. Look, why not?
Jack, you're losing confidence in our offense. Only 73 points.
Yeah, right.
Damn it.
Did Riley Patterson miss a 29-yard field goal?
I wanted to say 100, but it just something about 73. I don't know.
All right. Connor.
Oh, it's always tough following up Red Dog because he's like a billion to nothing. And then I have to be like, well, you know, I'm going to say.
Might not be a realist.
You don't have to, Connor. You could just go with the big prediction.
The over will hit. I think it's going to be 31-20 Lions. I think Gibbs is going to get a touchdown over 35 yards out. And I think Hutch is going to have a strip sack that he's going to take back pretty far, but then he's going to trip over his own feet and not quite make it.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow.
Doing Hutch dirty. Damn.
Going to lead us to a Montgomery touchdown within the 4-yard line. 31-20 Lions. And then we're going to destroy the Bears. So let's go.
Tripping feet. Are they going to do like the Thriller dance again or when they does that? It's a turnover.
Well, you know, sometimes those defensive players just get so excited that they have the ball that they can't, like, you know.
Hutch has
we've
done
seen
that
it happen
before.
A million times.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. Hutch acts like he's done it before. He ain't going to do that.
Well, there you go. So that's 4 for the Lions. Let's go to UJ.
All right. Yeah. I was watching these, like, films, you know, lions eating, like, zebras and shit like that. Nice. And there's a zebra preening along, prancing along with the herd, you know. And then this lion, this big old male lion, just came out and just kicked the shit out of it. And just it wasn't even close. It's going to be like that in this game here. I'm not predicting 73 points, but I'm going to say 31-13. The Chargers are going to eke out a touchdown and a couple field goals maybe, you know, just to make them – we want to make them think they're in the game, you know. But we're going to basically kick their ass. Goff's going to have 300-plus yards, like I said earlier. And I think J-Mo is going to be one of those touchdowns in this game. J-Mo is going to score on a bomb. And you can spread the touchdown wealth around. I think LaPorta is going to get one, and I think Amon-Ra too. But Goff is going to have a huge game. Defense is going to be stout. 31-13, going away, baby.
UJ, is that part of your like morning routine, watching What's these?
Oh yeah,
lion
all the time, man.
Eating zebras videos,
absolutely killing hyenas, and zebras, and wildebeest,
chargers,
and stuff like that. It's awesome, man. Gets me all.
I hope they don't
up,
eat
man.
Chargers because they could get electrocuted, and that would be bad.
Well, no, the lions won't.
Well, lions my dog ate chargers. My iPhone charged. Dog ate.
They're immune.
What happens, you know.
The lions clean their teeth with the lightning bolts.
It gives them a nice tingle.
Yeah, do you think the Chargers are like a USB
little shine
cord,
to the teeth.
Or are they like lightning? Like what?
Or USB-C.
What are the Chargers? Like, what are they charging?
Type C, Connor.
Yeah, that's what they should be. Our logo, like a little plug-in thing with a wire.
I like that. I like
genuinely,
that a lot.
Genuinely, I would
new alternate uniforms.
I might buy it.
That'd be fantastic.
They go to the retro ones that are the yeah, you know the older
old lightning
model
port.
You know yeah. they go
the old wide iPhone charger you know like that old, yeah. old iPhone.
Oh, they're wearing their retros today.
Throwbacks.
That would be awesome.
That's fantastic.
I'd say this is hilarious if there's a Chargers fan to like you know yeah. make
sure
fun of this with, but there are none. So
yeah.
Yeah. Producer KJ, your prediction.
My prediction is the Lions are going to come out of the bye. They're going to be extremely healthy. They're going to be extremely focused. I think they are going to go into LA and SoFi and beat the Chargers 34-24.
KJ, I'm just curious. Do you have beef with the Chargers sharing a home with the Rams? Is that something you think about?
No, not really.
I was just curious.
They pay half the rent.
No. No.
Connor doesn't
help
pay
the rent
at all.
Because I know, you know, the Rams, the Jets and Giants hate each other. I mean, granted, that's much more.
Yeah, he's probably wondering, like,
did
the Chargers leave a coffee cup out? They leave stuff in the sink, you know?
They haven't paid the electric bill in a couple months.
Ironically,
yeah, right.
The Venmo are well, squatting.
Deadbeat guests. Yeah.
So this game will be on nationally televised. It's got the Romo or Tony Romo, Jim Nantz broadcasting team behind it, and the Lions shine brightest when the nation is watching, at least in recent memory. So I think they handle their business here extremely well in this home away from home game in LA. I expect at least 40,000 Lions fans there, if not more.
Ooh, yeah.
And I'm expecting a 34-20 victory. Ali McNeil has at least one sack in this game. I'll go with Hutch getting a sack too for our boy Steven over there. I do think J-Mo gets at least one 25-yard catch or more in this game, too. Mm. Amon-Ra goes for cool 100 yards. And most importantly, Jared Goff does not get sacked once in this game.
I like that.
Ooh, yeah.
So
can I bet that?
Maybe you can. You can bet everything.
Yeah.
But
Connor, we'll take that one offline.
Yeah, we'll be talking.
So we have gathered seven of the world's most renowned prediction experts, and all seven of us have predicted the Lions to win overwhelmingly, convincingly this week. Let's go!
Up the Chargers,
holy cow!
Incredible!
Amazing.
This prediction segment has at least 75% accuracy this year too. So
that's true.
I think we're all 6-2, which is kind of bizarre that we've lined up.
Yeah, yeah, we are.
But
it's just weird how our
in Vegas they say if you hit 55%.
I know Steven's predictions off pod too, and he is also 6-2. I've counted. So it's very strange.
Okay,
very
good
strange
man,
that we all have that record.
Wow. Kool Aid is strong with this one.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's beautiful. Yeah. We all predict the Lions' victory. I'm sure our listeners as well are all predicting a Lions victory. And if you're not, drink a little more Kool-Aid. Come on.
Yeah.
We're coming off the bye week, man.
Come on.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother.
Come on, brother.
Come on, brother.
Brother.
So, man, this is great. And I think, you know, before we wrap the pod, I'm just going to say thank you to our guest picker, Steven Sedeker.
Thanks, Steven.
Thank you so much for joining the pod, Steven. You can hang around to the end here while I just wrap it up. But we first want to thank sidelinereport.com for
it's easy for you to say.
That's all, folks.
Steven, do you follow us on Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid or Twitter/X at Drinking Lions?
Absolutely. Right. And I follow and listen to every episode on Spotify.
I like it.
But you also
leave
us a review.
Apple
that's
or any other podcast platform, too.
Yeah.
I can.
Yes. Please leave a review. Always greatly appreciate that. You can also reach out to us at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. No hyphens or anything in there. Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid at gmail.com.
Big Z,
a question or a video or literally anything, we'll make sure to incorporate it in our either social media, YouTube, etc.
Big Z likes the monitor at all times, so you know if you just like want to chat with him, he's up for it. You know, just what's up, what's on your mind, share your thoughts.
What? I'm confused.
Rod Dog is on that noted himself once again.
Well, if you want to talk about life, if you need help,
like
you can also. If you need help or need to just talk to a buddy,
I was saying.
Send a message to the email. Yeah. Again, that's drinking the blue Kool-Aid at gmail.com. Also, we want to, of course, thank our esteemed producer,
KJ.
It's been a moment since we had the whole crew here to do that.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Best choir ever.
That was beautiful.
Well,
maybe we should.
Yeah, that was gorgeous. That was really gorgeous. Beautiful.
Gorgeous. Man.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, I want to thank our listeners for just tuning in every week, twice a week to this podcast. Always greatly appreciate that. And now that we're back from the bye, it's a full go, baby. Full send.
Oh, yeah.
Into the second half of the season, all the way up to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate you. We'll be back on a live stream right after that game on Sunday. So probably around 7, 8 o'clock. Watch our social media to get the link or just go to YouTube at DTBK. Subscribe. You'll get notified. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always,
go!
Down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain, a Lions victory. victory.
Go! Go.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.